I'm Jeff Custer. Russia claimed Monday it had destroyed several air defense systems in Ukraine over the weekend, ahead of what Russian President Vladimir Zelensky is warning could be the start of a renewed Russian offensive into the eastern part of the country. Russia claims that the Russian claims could not be verified, but Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said the military launched cruise missiles to destroy four launchers Sunday in the southern outskirts of the central city of Dnipro and also hit systems in Mykolaiv and Kharkiv regions. Moscow's initial invasion stalled on several fronts as it met with stiff resistance from Ukrainian ground forces. The failure to win control of Ukraine's skies has hampered Moscow's ability to provide air cover for troops on the ground. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden held virtual talks Monday with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the White House. As the U.S. and Western allies have sought to pressure Russia with sanctions, India has taken a neutral stance, continuing its purchase of Russian oil and gas while abstaining from a vote to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. During their virtual meeting, the Indian Prime Minister said through an interpreter he's spoken several times with both Russian and Ukrainian leaders.
I not only appealed for peace, but also suggested that there be direct talks between President Putin and the President of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, President Biden told reporters the United States and India will continue their close consultations on how best to manage the destabilizing effects of what he called this Russian war. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants to convince a broad range of French voters to back his centrist vision, kicking off a two-week battle against far-right challenger Marine Le Pen. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The French election outcome will have wide international influence as Europe struggles to contain the havoc wreaked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Macron has strongly backed EU sanctions on Russia, while Le Pen has worried about their impact on French living standards. Another key point of difference, Macron's a firm supporter of NATO and of close collaboration among the EU's 27 members, while Le Pen has dropped earlier threats to pull France out of the EU and abandon the shared euro currency if elected, but some of her proposals, including setting up a national border control, are contrary to EU rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of students in Indonesia took to the streets to march Monday, prompted by rumors the government might postpone the scheduled 2024 presidential elections. The students say postponing the vote would allow President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi as he goes by, to remain in office beyond a two-term limit. Police in Jakarta placed themselves in front of the parliament building and used tear gas and water cannons to try to end the protests. Most left after some politicians met with them and vowed to protect the constitution. Widodo has denied rumors he was trying to postpone the election or extend his term in office. He told a cabinet meeting Monday the situation needs to be explained to prevent rumors from circulating. However, some politicians reportedly support an extension for Widodo, saying he needs more time to fix the country's economy, which has been hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. A two-term limit for the president was established in 1999 as the first amendment to the country's constitution. That came 1 year after pro-democracy protests caused dictator Suharto to step down after leading the country for decades. The World Health Organization said Monday it's tracking a few dozen cases of new subvariants of the highly transmissible Omicron strain of the virus that causes COVID-19 to assess whether the new strains are more infectious or dangerous. In a statement, the WHO said they have added BA.4 and BA.5 sister variants of the original BA.1 Omicron variant to their monitoring list. They have already tracking BA.1 and BA.2, now globally dominant, as well as BA.1.1 and BA.3. WHO said it began tracking them because of their additional mutations need to be further studied to understand their impact on immune escape potential. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russia claimed Monday it had destroyed several air defense systems in Ukraine over the weekend, ahead of what Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is warning could be the start of a renewed Russian offensive. This is VOA.